Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemfusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemfusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemfusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hemfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye in the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going prospectively to the surface of the moon of Mars, Phobos. Bob, who is brave enough to risk the troubles of Phobos?
What troubles might those be, John? let me get to specifics. JAXA, the space agency of Japan, announced this week that it plans to launch in 24 an unmanned probe to the Martian moon Phobos that's designed to return a sample back to Earth by 29. They'll bring back about 10 grams of material, which isn't a lot, but it basically, it looks to me like what they're doing is they are upgrading and revising the designs that they used for the Hayabusa 2 sample return asteroid mission, and they're going to do something similar on Phobos, some variation thereof. And since they already know how to do that successfully, it makes sense for them to try it again, and Phobos is a good place to go. It's much easier to get to Phobos and bring a sample back than it is to go to the surface of Mars and bring it back. If they get this done as planned, they will beat everyone else in getting samples back from Martian space. And I will point out that they think much of the material that they will get from Phobos is going to include material from Mars that's either that came from the surface originally when the moon was created or has come up to the moon from the surface with various crater impacts and ejecta landing on it. If they do this, they'll beat everyone else in getting samples back. China hopes to get a grab samples from Mars itself in 2030, while the U.S. and Europe hope to launch a mission to return the Perseverance cache samples sometime in the 2030s, which I would expect would be more like the 40s based on how they operate. So they might get samples back from Martian space sooner than everybody else, John. Now, of course, you're concerned about the hollow Phobos moon and the aliens thereof.
It is possible that the Japanese have made a deal, you know, that the Phobosians will let this go forward. After all, our information is the Phobosians have a thing about the Russians only. We don't believe this extends to other countries. Let's go to Russia because Russia knows to avoid Phobos, and they're headed to the lunar surface, but they're having trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what the reason is, but I can speculate the reason. Russia this week announced in their state-run press that they've decided to delay the launch of their Luna 25 lander to the moon, unmanned lander, from October of this year to May of next year. They gave no reasons at all for the delay. Luna 25 would be the first lunar probe to go to the moon since the 1970s. And it is supposed to be that Russia's first contribution to its partnership with China to establish a manned lunar base by the 2030s. They don't explain any reasons, but knowing how the Russian space program has functioned now for more than 2+ decades, they make lots of announcements, they make lots of promises, but somehow nothing ever launches. They're very similar to SLS, John, and this is a government-run operation, so of course delays happen endlessly. I am confident that Luna 25 will eventually launch, but why it's delayed is kind of a puzzle, and it only suggests that there might be some quality control problems that they want to reveal, but they've had to deal with now, and that's why they've delayed it.
Curiosity, the sturdy rover on Mars before Perseverance is coming to, well, Bob provides pictures. What am I looking at, Bob? It is an alien planet, but it's a mountainous planet.
Would you agree that the picture I provide here is truly spectacular?
Yes.
Is it really spectacular terrain? Curiosity is in the mountains right now. It is now in the real foothill mountains of Mount Sharp, and so this goes on almost every day. The pictures that its navigation cameras take are just spectacular. And so I posted on Behind the Black the other day this really magnificent picture of where it's heading right now. It's heading towards a mountain ridgeline, including an incredible outcrop that I really consider to be possibly, the most spectacular single rock outcrop yet seen on any world that humans have yet visited. This is really spectacular. It's about 100 plus feet high, and it looks like someone with a giant with a hammer and chisel had chiseled out a piece of rock, and it's really amazing. So they're heading towards that, and this is you know, there's a lot of press for Perseverance because it just arrived, but Perseverance is on the floor of the crater where the terrain is relatively boring. Curiosity is now in the mountains doing stuff that is just mind-blowing.
What would make sense for creating that outcrop, Bob?
It looks like it could have been an impact situation, but there's no evidence of a crater there at this location. So then the question is, was it caused by ice flows or running water sometime in the past? You know, belief that there was water in Gale Crater. I don't know, and I'm sure the science team is quite eager to find out themselves. Over the next month or so, Curiosity is only about 400 feet away from this feature. They're going to do some drilling before they get to it. They're going to get as close to this as possible and try to figure out what it is and why it would make it.
The only contribution I can make is secondary ejecta from a crater.
That's another possibility. Yeah, you know, that's a good point, John. Maybe an impact elsewhere dropped a big rock on the mountainside here and produced this feature. But I don't know. It doesn't have the look of an impact, which would be lots of broken up material. It really does look like a very clean cut on the rock face.
Yeah.
And that's very, it's magnificent.
Speaking of clean cuts, let's talk about the drill attempt for Perseverance. We have a little time. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So Perseverance is about to try another attempt to drill into bedrock on the floor of Jezero Crater. It's critical they get a good sample because this is going to be the oldest material they'll probably see on the whole mission. And so they're trying to find a different rock that maybe will be more structurally sound, and they can get a core sample that won't fall apart into dust. And they're getting close to that, John. That's where we stand on.
But they still have not, at this point, to our knowledge, satisfied our understanding that this is strange soil, that they're trying to
drill into pavement rock, which is rock. It's not soil. But the question is whether they can hit something that's structurally sound enough that won't turn into dust when they drill. That's the problem.
Asteroid discovered. We have 30 seconds, Bob. Asteroid discovered with a short orbit.
Yes, this is an asteroid inside the orbit of the Earth where they're very hard to see because of the sun, and they have found one with the shortest orbit yet. It's about a kilometer in diameter, and it mostly orbits inside Mercury, though it does get out to the distance of Venus, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.